Hi, everybody. Well, this is another VBS program. We're on Wednesday. And station one, the date is March 18, 2015. So here we go, everybody. Let's start our call today. The VBS program, that is. And here we go. Everybody can sit back and relax. We're going to energize the light beams in a minute. First, we'll take away situations, conditions that you're having during the week. Here we go. So, releasing them. One, two, three, four, and five. And next, we're going to maybe take away some anxieties from people. So, here we go. Anxiety clearing. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll energize the light beams. So we'll do, again, male energies. So here we go. We'll do males for all three. So first male, bringing in the energies for three males. Picture one of your light beams. So one, two, three, four, five. Next will be the second light beam picture with three males. One, two, three, four, five. And third light beam. One, two, three, four, five. And to make sure that you're all here on the now timeline of creation light shift, where you should be all the time, check your finger and just see if your finger's, you know, pointing upwards, your index finger in front of you. If your body moving around, and it should be exactly in front of you. If it's not, if it's to the left or the right, then you're not in the now, you're elsewhere. So let's make sure you're there, and we'll do a sample like with a beaker now clearing, so we'll bring that in. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, five. We'll bring our co-host on now. So, Ann, are you out there?
I am, Ron. Hi, and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. If you're new, please go there after the show and check it out. There are many healings, much to read and learn about. There are a lot of free healings you can do. I also want to mention that if you're not already a subscriber of Ron's YouTube channel, go to YouTube and search for Ron Ametron, A-M-I-T-R-O-N. I had to think for a second there. Ron Ametron, and he just had two new talks put on there from the Los Angeles Expo that was just last month, and they're terrific, as are the other lectures that Ron has on there, and there are many healings that you will receive live, even though they're a recording of Ron, so it's really wonderful to go check that out. If you haven't been there, please do that. And Ron will be in New York this weekend at the New Life Expo at the Hotel Pennsylvania. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they have a website. You can get all of the details. And I guess that's it. Are there any other announcements, Ron, that you need to make?
No. The month after, next month, we'll be in San Mateo. So covering both coasts here, so if you happen to be in California or want to go just below San Francisco, I think it's about probably 15 minutes from Oakland Airport. So if you're interested, we'll be there at the, the New Living Expo. So where we're going now, this weekend in New York, will be the New Life Expo.
Where
you come here. Then you get a new life, and then you go California, and you're experiencing the new living of the new life.
New living. And the thing that's terrific about these expos, if you're either on the East Coast or the West Coast, try to get there because you'll get to meet Ron, which is great, but also experience the light chamber, which you actually will receive, I don't want to use the word download, but it's kind of like a download of source energy. You just go into this booth that Ron has created and sit there for, I think it's 10 minutes, and you receive an infusion of source energy, and it's very healing, and it feels wonderful. And you can email. Can people still email you a picture, Ron?
I could probably do something for this one. Possibly, yes. Uh-huh.
Certainly for the California one. So if you can't get there, if you're in another country, you're in the middle of the country, you can't make it, you can send Ron a picture and $100, and he will place your picture in the light chamber, and you will receive that energy for the time period that the expo is going, that the light chamber is up. And that's really wonderful, too. Okay, Ron, we have quite a few questions. So if you'd like, I'll just get started on those.
Yep, go ahead. We'll see how many we can cover tonight.
Okay, here's a question about the workforce. How are we supposed to stay in our bodies when so many things pull our energy? I guess the answer is more clearings. I want to stay in the now, but it seems like it would be difficult if I worked a job. Dealing with people seems to push my buttons and often has me run programs if too many are pushed. To clarify, I want to know how it is possible to stay in my body while working a job, given the programs and timelines they give you. Thanks for the checkup.
Well, I'm always in the now, and I'm doing probably much more than you're doing. So for me, you just stay in the now. You make sure that you're not being drawn into dramas and traumas. So it sounds like you haven't quite got there yet. But there are people that have had a lot of clearings, and the clearings bring you more into the now. So the only reason why you're getting your buttons pushed from some other situation or what somebody's telling you to do is because you need to have a clearing to release that energy that's putting you on timelines. And all of a sudden, you're going to realize that you're in the now doing your work and working perfectly, and you're not being dragged into, you know, the illusion timelines, the holograms. So it just sounds like you need to have more clearings done. Find out what pushes your buttons and see what clearing we have on the website that might help you. And these will be the whole lifetime clearings. And that's what you need to do, is to do the whole lifetime ones to get rid of situations that's pushing your buttons, bringing you into the duality, you know, consciousness, you know, the mind matrix. So that's one way to solve it. But yeah, it is, for a newbie, it might be a little more challenging because you haven't had clearings. Remember, the dark side gave you this stuff, and you have to get rid of it. So when you get rid of the energies as bringing you sideways and allowing them to abduct you onto these timelines from your own DNA imprinting, once you get that released, then you can be in the now more. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I would just add, too, that because this person is working, has, I think, done some of the whole life clearings, possibly not, but I know is working towards doing them, because this person communicates with us a lot. So he really, he or she really understands the healings. I know that. And I would just add that we all need to remember to have the faith and the belief that they're working. So when you command your spirit to be in your body and to be in the now, you are. And if your clearings are running or you've cleared yourself out, just know that things cannot get to you unless you give them permission to. And you talked about that a lot in the past, Ron, the faith part. Can you add to that a little, to what I said?
Yeah, I do have or get some emails from people, or when I go to the expos and they think that maybe they need to have another clearing because what they cleared out of themselves doesn't seem to be working, or they think the clearing is no longer working. Well, if that's the case, then you do the unlimited version of it after you do the whole lifetime. But if you start looking at it and doubting that it's doing that, then you're bringing in more energy that can go the other direction. So you want to know that once it's cleared, it's gone. But you can go fishing. People do that. They want to see if it's really gone, and they keep looking and looking or searching. Remember, the source energy has no warm fuzzy feeling. So once it's gone, it's gone. But if you know, think you need to validate that to have some proof, then you're going to be put onto other timelines because you're looking too much, trying to think or wonder if that particular problem is taken away. It will be, but just don't think about it. If you're thinking about it, then that means that you may want to go deeper, too. Maybe you may have to get a seven-generational clearing or something. But as a general rule, once you do the clearing, it's gone. And don't try to regurgitate it and bring it up over again and revisit it, because you, as you start doing that, then all of a sudden you could be put on timelines, and that could happen, especially if you have friends who bring something up to you that you've already cleared, and they start telling you all about it. Well, they're putting you onto their timeline. Now you're on their timeline with them because they're talking about your situation. And you could be off of that on your timeline that you created, but now they're bringing you into theirs. So you want to do the unlimited to clear that off of you. And that's why a lot of people who have friends or who have had friends that keep bringing them down, going down the rat hole over and over again because of, you know, mind looping and talking about the same subjects over and over again for years, when you deal with those people again, if they keep doing that to you, then they're going to start putting you more on the timeline. So you may want to just eliminate them out of your life. And a lot of people listening probably understand that. They don't hang out with people that bring them down anymore, where before it may have been, you know, the emotional charge to get you happy or sad when they're talking about it. But once it's gone and move on. And tell them about the clearings, if not, and, you know, why have them reinfect you over again with their poison? So find somebody else to hang out with. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. We have a couple of different, two different people wrote in asking about entities. And another subject we've talked about a lot, but these are still interesting questions. A listener wrote in, and you addressed for her, I think it was either Saturday or last Friday's show. She had done the emotional clearing for her deceased parent. And you said, yes, that was cleared, but you had the feeling something was still around, like maybe entities. So how should this person clear that? How do host entities affect me or other family members, and how do I clear them? And I thought that was a really interesting question, Ron.
Okay, well, it's possible. Remember, entities do body hop. So whether they're alive or not, they can still body hop. So you could have entities from somebody who just passed on. Their emotional body could be with you. When you do the deceased loved ones, then that body leaves. But very possibly, maybe entities are coming into you. Let's just say that, for instance, you played golf, okay, and maybe you met with six people each time you played golf, and, you know, one of those golfers that, you know, died. So all of a sudden, you know, that emotional body could come with you to the golf course and be there with you playing, and then wants to play too. So you do the deceased loved one clearing, and that one leaves, okay? But now maybe the entities of the other people, maybe the remaining people that are living, they want to come into you too and tell you how sad it was this, you know, Joe died, you know, and he had this awful cancer, and, you know, he hung on to the very last, and, you know, the entity knows all this, downloads the storyline to you, and you go, wow, I thought I got rid of the entity, you know, the emotional body, you know, and I'm still being haunted. Well, it could be the other people body hopping into you. So what do? That's entity clearing. Get rid of those entities. And that would, you know, help you. You know, when you catch them, then, you know, do the clearing if you can the same day to get rid of them. Go back in time and get rid of those entities that hopped into you. And very possibly, maybe their emotional body might be released from here. That could be a possibility, too. But something else will come in and take its place because it has to have an emotional body. So there's really, you know, the only way you can really protect yourself is to have more of your spirit with you. And each time you do a clearing, then you get rid of the gunk in you that's preventing your spirit from coming fully into your body. So that's what you want to do, is clearings, not to have these things come in. Remember, if you're not here, who is? And the only reason why you have stuff coming into you is because you have darkness. The darkness attracts more darkness. So once you have your spirit, you know, mining the fort, then they can't come in. That's the whole process. When you were a baby, you were perfect. All this stuff wasn't bothering you. And throughout life, you know, got contaminated by the darkness energies, and now you have to figure out a way to get rid of it. That's why we have clearings to help you get rid of these energies. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And then another listener, let me find this, because they have a couple of questions, but I want to do their entity one. I guess the question is, you have a whole life entity clearing. And so, for instance, I do that for me, and it removes any entities that are around me. But this person's asking, should they put the name of a deceased loved one in there? Like, I never thought of doing this before. I think I'm asking this correctly. So if I'm running the whole life, I've done the whole life entity clearing on the incident box, could I or should I put, please remove any entities from my Uncle Joe that might be around me or so-and-so?
Yeah, I'm sure you could do that also, yeah, because there might be one that are still hanging out,
yeah.
And it could be even coming to you. You know, maybe, you know, they were with that person, you know. We'll just say that one of your grandparents died, okay? And along with that emotional body of one of your grandparents, maybe there was 20 tag-alongs. And so when your grandparents were alive, these entities also came into the physical body, and they liked you also. So you not only have the person that you know as a relative, you also have maybe 20 other emotional bodies that liked you and want to come in. And they can still be haunting you. So if you kind of maybe know who they are, you could put that in there. The reason why we have the deceased loved ones, that normally is for somebody who just left here, and you want to help them. So you can go right in there and do those two different clearings, the spirit clearing to get rid of the spirit so it's no longer here, so it doesn't get recaptured and put back into the reincarnation dark side cycle of stealing spirits, which is what they're doing when they take you. And you want to get them out into light so they're no longer here to reincarnate. You can also do the same thing for the emotional body, and that goes back to the earth, your spirit. It's not a body of true light. It's a creation of the earth spirit made to help protect you from dying through mind energy, psychic attacks, and things. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And that's great. I love figuring out new ways to use the healings even more thoroughly. And then on Fridays, you do the hour-long entity removal clearing live conference call. And I was thinking that when I read that message earlier, could a person who's on that call with you live write down or ask the light beings to please remove any entities connected to me from Uncle Joe or whoever?
Well, the call is really made and designed for physical problems with your body.
Oh, okay.
It could be giving you a problem in your body. Let's just say that you went to a location that, let's say that somehow you're listening and you were maybe in jail or in prison for a while or something like that. And, you know, most people that are there don't have much of their spirit left because entities are taking them over. So you're in there with maybe, say, 100 people, and they're all kind of hopping on you because they're entities. So you leave that. Maybe, you know, you get out and you go, geez, I just feel different after being there. I don't feel like myself any longer. Well, it's because they all hopped into you and they want to get out of their prison. And so we'll say, and so they're now with you, living their life that they want to have through you. Maybe they got tired of being in a body there in prison. And this could be anywhere. This could even be going to college or something, you know, or going to school. You could pick up entities the same way, but I'm just using that example as you're only in there for a short time and you got out, and most people there do not have spirits left, typically, because their eyes are all glossed over, and, you know, they're not home. So all of a sudden you leave there, and you got these 100 entities following you because they wanted now to have a life like maybe they had before in somebody's body, and they can give you the ideas and the addictions and whatever else that those people had, and you wonder why you're doing things that it puts you back into, you know, a prison again, for instance. Well, that's because entities have taken you over. So if anybody's listening and you know somebody who maybe got out of jail or out of prison or something like that, and they may be in that situation, that by all means, you want to get that emotional clearing for them, number one, and number two, the entity clearing, so that they're not bringing on all these addictions and different lifestyles of different people that are in one location. And then going a step further, we'll say that you're working and you maybe work in a hospital, right? And you deal with people in the ICU ward or something, you know, and these people are dying all the time on you. And you see them one day at the smile, next day you go in there and maybe they're gone or they're, you know, that they're on the way out or they died right in front of you. Well, those entities could also pop into you and be around you, and you can take them home with you. So all of a sudden you're wondering why, you know, you're having a breathing condition because, you know, you dealt with people who have lung cancer, or maybe you have people, your hips going out all the time, or your back is hurting because you're dealing with people that have had a, you know, a condition with their hips or hip replacements or whatever. Well, all this stuff pops into you because those bodies aren't cleared out. And so that's another way to look at it. Entities are probably the worst thing on the planet here. That's the way the dark side can really get into anybody, everybody, by having these entities, spirits, we'll call them, come into your body. So that's the worst thing. And why do they come into you? It's because you don't have the same amount of spirit with you when you were born. If you had everything that you had when you were born with you right now, you wouldn't have these things hopping on you and coming inside of your body, directing your actions. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. We have another person. I think this is a different person, but lately it seems like we've had an awful lot of people writing in with issues about their legs. So we were talking about entities, and I was wondering if we could perhaps do a sample of the entity clearing, the maybe parasites or alien attachments and pain for people's legs, for anyone who might be having any issues with their legs.
Well, the first thing would be typically entities. Once you have pain, it doesn't matter who gave you the pain or what gave it to you. It could be an alien, you know, giving you pain. You could be, you know, in some other parallel universe, we'll call it, which would be a timeline, and they could be experimenting with you, and you could be having pins poked in you, and you're getting pain there, and you're getting pain down here from the copy and paste and resonance of who you are, you know, coming back to you here. So, and then all of a sudden, entities see that pain, and they hop into you because they know what pain is about in your legs. You know, so the cause would probably be, why is it happening to you? But what you're really suffering with is the entities. So let's do an entity clearing here. So we'll work with the left leg first, if you have any leg problems. So here we go. Releasing entities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And, you know, you got a lot of them there, everybody, so let's do some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I was just going to say that, Ron, even if we don't have pain or a problem, we probably are benefiting from this, right?
Yes, that's correct, yeah. Now we'll do the right leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we probably got rid of about 10% of them. And just see how your legs feel. If they're tingling, that's good because you're getting more energy into your legs. They were taking that away, and you know, the cause is still there why you have the problem. So you may want to, you know, look a little deeper. We want to get on the alien attack page and you know, do some entity clearing, maybe with aliens possibly, or go on there and go to the attack pages where they could be, you know, attacking you, you know, on your legs. And then also, you know, going a little further, more earth-based here, then you have the dark side practitioners doing stuff to you. The voodoo and witchcraft and everything else, the practitioners, you know, white magic, black magic, it's all the same stuff where they're, you know, connecting to you. So, and that's, you know, they work in the system here, which is the system of the laws of cause and effect. So they know that that works, and they can do whatever they want and give you the effect, and they have the cause. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And what about a sample of anything alien? Can we do that for the legs too and a pain relief?
Well, that's a little harder to do.
Okay.
So, I won't deal with the alien stuff. You just go on the alien attack page. You can try it
okay.
out. I think it's $10 a week, eliminating alien attack.
Okay. Great. And then removing those entities has probably done a pain release. Is that right?
Yeah, then probably after that you might want to do a pain release, yeah.
Okay.
But always do entities first.
Okay. Now, here's a question about someone's cat is having some physical issues. We've been listening to your archive for animals and doing the light being healings for the cat, so thank you for that. But the question is, should she do the entity clearing for the cat?
Yeah, we'll pick up entities, yeah, of cats typically that have problems. So, yes, you could do that one.
Okay. Even our poor pets are getting the entities. Ugh.
You could have a problem yourself, and the cat could be taking on that energy. And so an entity that gave it to you could be going into your cat. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay. Here's an interesting question, completely shifting gears. In Ron's travels, has he ever come across real-life free energy technology? Is it possible, and can the light ship help us create it? I'm a mechanical and electrical engineer, and I would love to have a talk, if so. Thank you.
Very good question. At this point, not yet. I haven't seen anything that is that unique and unusual, with the light ship bringing forth information like that. The next thing is I have seen aliens have an advanced technology, but I can't bring it forth enough to actually, reverse engineer it, okay? So, unfortunately, the question is great. I wish I could say yes. That'd be wonderful. But at this point right now, I can't help any of that. So back to you.
Okay. It's a great question, and thank you. We all have so much hope for this world getting better. And I'm sure if you have something like that to share with us, Ron, you will. Okay, here's another really forward-thinking person question. Will there be a clearing to remove the mind? Can the mind of the body healing be upgraded or something so the body could actually heal from serious conditions?
The mind matrix disconnection clearing that we have might help you out a lot. That tends to release the mind energy that's connecting to you. So it gets a little complicated. We have a lot of mind clearing. We have the mental body. That one's needed. The mind matrix is kind of what you're using, collective consciousness. And then you have that jellyfish energy on top of your head. Then you have the transmissions, the satellite transmissions, and the head connectors. So all these things kind of affect you. And then to make it even worse, we have the lines, the grid lines, the ley lines, if you want to use that term, where they can bring forth what they want to have you do and behave accordingly. So you could be somewhere and bringing in really negative energies just from some location, and they attach to your bottom of your feet and bring the energy right up into your body just by walking on the earth. Well, that's another whammy that you have to get rid of. So that's why I'm suggesting for people maybe to do the earth cording clearing. So I think it's grid line cording or something like that. That would be very useful. But, you know, the whole thing is, you know, if you feel a little different some days or you move and you're driving your car or something and it doesn't feel like a very good location where you are, then know that they're probably transmitting stuff to you. So that's what I would say is just to do that clearing. Make sure that you're here, that you're not taken sideways, that you're not in another holographic timeline reality, and just stay here, and possibly you may have a lot more help than you would if you're out on the timeline. So always try to get here first and then do the clearings. The clearings will normally bring you back here. But if you just start practicing the be here now or the finger exercise, then you may have a little better luck with some of the clearings because you're instantly brought back here. And it's possible you may have the awareness, the body awareness, say, hey, you know, I don't want to be here. I think I'm going to move a couple hundred feet to the left or right, and I'll feel better. And I can kind of, you know, notice how your pets and animals are. They'll walk around before they lay down to get the best spot. And in order, when they find that spot, they always go to it. So you may want to kind of watch them and see where they go, and that's probably going to be a safe place for you. So back to you.
Right. Our animals are sensitive. Sometimes I see my cat looking around the room where there is nothing to look at, and I think, oh, some entities or some kind of alien energy got in here. And it's a clue to immediately clear it. So, yeah, and the more cleared out you get, the more sensitive you can be and know what to avoid. Thank you for that, Ron. So recently you gave us the wonderful environmental imbalance clearing. We got a lot of feedback from people about that. And then you just mentioned the earth grid cording removal, which you recommended everyone do fairly recently. We have another testimonial about that. Immediately felt a physical energetic shift in my body through the whole life clearing portion. Then I moved on to clearing my birth city, which took a long time. I believe this is because there is a four-generation history of my family there. Now I'm going through all the places I have lived. As I feel things come up, I am clearing those programs on the grid release and on the emotional and mental body clearings. Thank you for recommending we do this clearing.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's good. I think we have somebody asking about the light chamber picture. If not, I'll bring it up again here. Yeah, if you want to send a picture of yourself and, you know, the PayPal confirmation of the $100 donation there, we'll put your picture in the light chamber for this expo here. And I can get it printed out so it's easy to print. A lot of people just put their picture in the body, you know, of their email, that I can just take that and copy and print it out on a printer. And it goes in the light chamber, and whenever the light chamber is turned on, then you're having healings brought to you through your picture. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you. And speaking of announcements, I meant to say that because Ron is in New York, he'll be unable this week to do the Thursday and Friday live conference calls. I think it's Clone on Thursday and Entity on Friday, so those will be live again next week, just so everyone is aware of that. Okay. And let me see what else we have. Okay. Another question. Alien blood barcode. Is there a difference between what is removed in the alien blood barcode removal and the removal done in the first step of the blood and circulatory system clearing?
Yeah, it's two different clearings, yes. The alien one deals with alien energies coming to you. And then the other one is dealing with, you know, the barcode, but it's a different type of energy. The barcode is going to cause you harm continuously when that gets activated in you, much like a tracking device. And the other one is used to eliminate the energy, you know, that's already with you. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, so that was a part of the question that another question rather from someone who asked about the entities earlier, and I just want to make sure that this person got their question answered. Does entering deceased loved ones in the entity attachment clearing remove their emotional bodies?
Yes, the emotional bodies would be released when you do the entity clearing, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's a deceased loved one's clearing, right, that gets rid of their people's emotional bodies, but then it can also be cleared out through the entity attachment clearing? I just want to be sure we're getting this right.
Well, the entity attachment is like a basic clearing across the board, okay, with, you know, many entities.
Okay.
Now, that the deceased loved one's entity may not be with you. Okay?
Right.
So let's say that the person dies and its emotional body wants to be with 10 relatives for 10 days. So first day, and maybe you're on the 10th day. So if you're in doing the emotional clearing, I mean the entity clearing as a blanket clearing, if it's not in your body, it's not going to be there. So you can do a clearing, but it has to be in your body to have it cleaned out. So it comes in 10 days, then naturally you didn't clear it because you did it, you know, maybe 10 days earlier. So the deceased loved one is one that you specifically put the name in of that person, and that emotional body is released. That's what it's for. Now, if it happens to come into you at some point in time when you're doing that clearing, then yes, it will be released, you know. So mainly I put the clearing up the deceased loved one so that these people don't keep coming to you, you know, maybe before they're buried or whatever, causing you all this grief and trauma, because that entity is going to come to you and give the whole life story of your life with them. And a lot of times, you know, it may feel very sad that it has left, and it may come up and say, you know, I really wish you wouldn't have, you know, dropped my birthday cake when I was 10 years of age or something, and it broke, and I really don't like you because of that. And you're going to get all this trauma brought to you because one of your parents could come in and they go, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, I couldn't buy you all these gifts and everything else. I didn't have the money. You know, it's going to have the whole storyline of its life. And now you're going to feel all this guilt. Or, you know, or we went into debt for you for 6 months to buy you that bicycle. And then you left it out a week after we had it, and it got stolen. You didn't put the lock on it that we bought for you. And so you get all this stuff downloaded to you from these entities, or this entity. That's why it's for one that has just passed on. And you can also get ones that have been, you know, gone for more than, you know, whatever, you know, maybe 10 years, they can still be with you. Mainly is to give you peace for the funeral process of that person that passed on, because they're going to come into you because they like you and they know you. And that's why we have the deceased loved ones clearing. And so it's designed so you can be neutral during the funeral process without being jumped by entities. And it can also bring in its friends to come into you, too. You could have a regular band of people coming in, you know, its whole rah-rah team, you know, making it you also. So get rid of it. That's the reason why I have it on the website, give you some peace. So back to you.
Great, Ron. That is just so helpful. Okay, here's a question that someone was a little confused. I understand that codes are not allowed to be shared, and she means codes from healings. You know, I think everyone understands that part. But the question is, what about the free healings? Can I do these free healings for others? In other words, since they are free and have no code, can I type in Jane Doe in the box and have the clearing done for her without creating any light of the dark energies? And the short answer is yes, but go ahead and expand on that, Ron.
Yeah, that's correct. But have the person do it themselves. you know, don't give your life away to other people. Because you are taking time, since you live in time, you're taking your time to help other people, which, you know, may be okay. But what about you? Okay? So if you're going to be doing clearings, let's say you spend 10 hours a week doing clearings on these free ones. Well, I would think it'd be best for you to do 10 hours for yourself and tell your other friends to go onto the website and do the free clearings. Don't waste your time with other people, because you could be clearing yourself out in that same amount of precious time that you're dealing with. So become selfish, in a sense, and have them do it themselves. If you have children and they can't come on the website to do it, naturally, maybe they're too young, then that's a different story. But, you know, trying to work with your parents and, you know, the people you work with, doing free clearings and stuff on them because you want to help them out, tell them about the website and let them do it themselves. So don't waste your time by clearing other people out. Let them do it themselves, because otherwise, you know, you need the time for yourself to do that. Hopefully that makes sense to everybody.
Yes, great advice, Ron. And I would just add, unless it's someone that's really a problem in your life that, you know, you can't talk to, but maybe it's someone awful at work or something, then you could run them for them, and maybe it will calm them down a little, get them off your back or something. But I agree, we can't clear the whole world. Okay. Someone has a question about timeline crashes. On the timeline crash, at the beginning, there are numbers. I think it goes 1 to 20. Do we have to use these numbers? So if I'm doing 1,000 timeline crashes, and the second question, is 15 minutes each enough?
Well, you could lower it down to 5 minutes to give you more timelines to crash. They will crash in 5 minutes. So if you're really, really sensitive, you may want to use 15, but most people can lower it down to 5. And that will work perfectly well for probably 95% of the people. The very sensitive ones may feel their body coming off of the timelines, and when your spirit comes in, you may feel a lot more energy, but you will feel typically a change. And the timelines can take up to an hour to actually crash. So you could go on there and run some timeline crashes, turn your computer off, it's still working, and you may not feel the results on the last ones for maybe an hour. But, put up multiple screens, but always keep the same issue on your monitor screen. You know, don't do multiple things. Typically, just keep it simple and just have it for your one situation. Now, if you're dealing with two people and the situation is the same, then you could do another person with you and put up two screens, we'll say. And so, you know, that's one way. Maybe you're both in trauma. Maybe we'll just say, you know, it's a husband and wife, and you just found out, or maybe your dog just died or something, so you're both in trauma. And, you know, the aliens put you on the trauma timeline of your dog dying 1,000 times, and you're both very sad. Well, then put your name and your spouse's name there on a different window, you know, one name on each window, we'll say, and then do 1,000 timeline crashes to get rid of, you know, that same situation happening 1,000 times to you, because it's the same issue. So you can run, you know, people's names with the same issue. But you don't want to have one, you know, for a different issue, completely unrelated. It's not good. Just keep it all the same. So back to you.
Great, Ron. Okay, and we have more questions and really good ones. But I was wondering if, before we proceed, if we could have a sample healing of something. I'm not sure. Maybe we mentioned the mind matrix before and the mental clearing. Maybe could we have a sample of one of those?
Let's see. Well, in the mind matrix, they probably bring forth energies Remember, the mind matrix gives you all your thoughts, all your ideas, all your inventions, whatever. That comes from the mind matrix. And so let's go back into, let's say, the sixth grade, okay, at school. And so the information the school teacher has is being transmitted to that school teacher by the mind matrix. So let's just say that one day she wakes up and she's or he's very upset because the mind matrix wants him to be upset, and they do something that's awful to you personally. Maybe your whole class, but you're still affected by it, and it happened to you. And so they just have a bad hair day, and they pass it on to you because the mind matrix triggered them for a situation, and they took it out on you as one of the classmates. So here we go. Think of one of those times that the teacher was upset with you. And if you don't remember that, then we'll just pick a date here. And let's pick the date, a date in November. We'll say November 3rd. Just picking a number out of the hat here. So November 3rd, when you went to school, and hopefully you were in school, it wasn't a weekend on that day, but here we go. Well, we'll say the first Monday of the week. First Monday of the week in November, let's take it that way, okay, when you went to school and the teacher had a bad hair day. So here we go, releasing the energy that they put on you, which is still with you. You may actually have a vision of what happened. So here we go, releasing that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. And we'll do a guilt clearing here. So most people here probably went to church, and you know they talk about the death of Jesus, you know, on around Easter there. And so let's do a clearing for guilt. You probably got guilted every year that you went to church on that particular Sunday, as they talked about it. So here we go, releasing the guilt. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Thank you. That felt really great. Okay, we'll go back to some questions. We're getting close to the end of the show, though. When doing the clearings that I've purchased, is it okay to include my twin flame at the top where you put in your name? Could we put in our name and then also our twin flame and have them cleared?
No, don't use your twin flame energy. It's not here typically. So no, don't do your twin flame energy.
Okay. And they most likely wouldn't need it anyway, Ron, right? Because they're not here.
That's correct. Uh huh.
Okay. Evidence of clones. We live in a beautiful neighborhood with older homes that are unique and beautiful. Now, as new homes are being built, they're plain, devoid of creativity or design details. They look and feel flat. Are the builders, architects, and owners likely all clones?
Well, they may be missing a lot that you have experienced, you know. So I would say, yeah, it's probably getting into more of a generic type of situation. Probably more like, if you look back, the original houses that was built after World War II all looked about the same, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of generic. And so, yeah, that's very possible that the mindset of people, they don't really care, and maybe they all look similar because of no need to make them different. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's interesting. Are we going to end up with a bland-looking world? Everything utilitarian. That would be a shame. Okay. Let's see, this is a long one, but let's see how much of this we can get through. If your spirit gets lost, dies, or is stolen by the darkness, but you have put it one moment in time. Oh, your spirit in the new earth with the spirit barcode clearing. Oh, at the time of ascension, would you be retrieved? So I guess they're saying even if your spirit goes away, but at one point you did the spirit barcode removal and sent it to earth, the earth transport, would you still be found at ascension time?
Yes. That's correct.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. I've been doing about 10 Be Here Nows daily for the past week, listening to the radio shows and doing what I could to retrieve my spirit from the beyond to come back into my body. I did it so much along with the other clearings I was working with, such as self-empowerment, and I was requesting that the light beings make me into a being of light. I got so much light in my body, but because of the darkness, I was not able to hold it. The darkness abducted me again, ate me alive, took me back into time. Looking forward to being able to have enough clearings to stay in the light. This makes me wonder, based on my experience, I guess they mean, you know, can you ever stay in the light all the time? But I would say that you can. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, as long as you keep doing the Be Here Now and the Mind to Heart drop, that will keep you, you know, in the now timeline, yes. So that's what you want to do is to be in the now. And we use the word timeline because no other way to really describe it, but you have to be in the now, and that will help keep you present. And when you're in the now and you don't have any, when you're in the now, you're in peace. So the now means peace. And when you're in peace, the aliens really aren't going to want you that badly. They could still get you, I would imagine, but it's going to be harder because they need to get a thread of something. They need to give you a thought or somebody else to do something to you to take you away. So once you're in peace, the peace is really hard to connect with, to bring forth negative energy. So the whole thing is to stay peaceful. Back to you.
Yeah, peace and neutral are my two new favorite words, Ron. You have given us the wonderful clone to light, clearing alien to light, and alien-human hybrid to light, free clearing. So if anyone listening doesn't have those and would like to receive them, we're still giving those out. Is that right, Ron?
Yes, and okay. It only works for you when you get it from us. You can't give it to somebody else.
Right.
We need to connect with us to get that particular login.
Right. So send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send that out, those links out for you. And they're just for you to use, but again, per our previous question, you can put other people's names in there that might be around you that you feel are clones or aliens and clear them out. So there's a person is doing the clone to light infusion process, Ron, and they have a question. Once this is done for a clone, are there light protocols for them to follow as part of the agreement? If they accept the clearing and are given a spirit from the light, are they obligated to follow the law of light, and are they given protection against dark being manipulations? The reason I ask is because I did a clearing on a clone being, and it seemed to behave in a dark manner afterwards. I think it was being manipulated by dark beings. Can you explain this?
Well, once they become human, that's what it would be, they become human, then they are a free choice to do different things. So, you know, whether they want to stay in light or not, that's their own, agenda, whatever they want to do. The light never tells you what you cannot do. So they have free choice, free will. Possibly maybe the darkness wanted to catch more light because they were brand new. I don't know. You know, it's an interesting question there. I would do the clearing on them again. So back to you.
And I wonder, too, if what might have appeared to be kind of dark behavior might have just been confusion for that person, because if they were a clone and then all of a sudden they were human again, they might have just been, you know, not known what to do and how to act or behave or even talk correctly.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
just saying that could be it.
Yep, very possible. Yep.
Okay. Okay, well, we actually finished up all of our emails, Ron, and we're almost at the end of the show. Let me see how much time we have left.
Yeah,
I think
maybe
it's
we're
time.
Close.
Yeah, it's kind of
wanted,
time.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we'll wind it up here. So I'll be in New York here at the Expo across from Penn Station, which is next to the anyways, where they have events happening. Grand Central, is that what it is? Grand
no,
Central?
it's the Penn, I'm confused.
Yeah,
it's New York, Pennsylvania or something hotel.
Yeah, that's where it is, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's across from the Garden, yeah, the Garden and Penn Station, they're both in the same location.
Right.
So anyway, that's the mind of heart drop, so commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. So thank you, everybody. And we'll see you later. Our next event will be this coming weekend in New York. And then if you're on the West Coast, we'll be next month, about the same time, I think. The last weekend will be in San Mateo, which will be the New Living Expo. And the one this weekend will be the New Life Expo, two different promoters. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everyone.
Yes. Thank you, Ron. Bye.